Okay, good morning. Tav Pesach, Tav Ein Zayin. Okay, in the middle of the Seder. Beis. Im Shachach Velo Achal Afikoman. A person is about to bench, and he realized he forgot to eat the Afikoman. He missed it. So what do you do? Velo Niskar Achenat Al Yadav Ashamar Havlan Vinavarech. And when do you remember? You already did Mayim Achronim. You already started the Zimun. So normally, what's the halacha if you're eating a regular meal of bread? Once you wash your hands and you do Zimun, that's it. You have a Hesach Hadat. You had a mind. Obviously, if you're a guest, it might be a little different. If you said it and the Baal Bayit didn't do it. But anyways, normally, if you're about to bench, you already wash your hands. It's called a Hesach Hadas because you had a mind to stop eating and to bench. So the halacha is you have to bench and you want to eat more, then you have to say a whole new hamotzi. But here it's different. It's because you didn't bench yet. Even though you washed, you did Mayim Achronim, even though you started the Zimun, you didn't actually start the words of benching. So then, Ochel Afikomen Belo Birkat Hamotzi. You eat the afikomen, and you don't even say hamotzi. We don't say it's a hesach hadas. Why? Because you're at the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's table, we all know that there's a Seder. Chazal gave us a Seder. And even though we thought we were finished, there's real no hesach hadas, because our das is really to be mekayim what Hashem wants. Ve'im lo nizkar ad she, it's not the Chassidish Shatar, this is real halacha. Ve'im lo nizkar ad she berach birkas hamazon. But if you already bench, well then that's it. So then, im nizkar kodem she berach beripriya gefen, yito yadav yivarach hamotzi v'yochal afikomen. So if you already bench and you didn't drink the third cup yet, so then you go quickly, you wash again, because you had a complete hefsek. And you say hamotzi again, and you eat the afikomen. However, many point out, if it's right away, and you know your hands are still clean, it's a suffix if you should have to wash your hands. So you wash your hands without a bracha, because your hands are clean. So really, for the purposes of netzilas yadayim, it's a suffix if that's a hefsek or not. Just a little bit as a comparison, if a person benches normally during the year, and he knows he's going to have wet fruit immediately afterwards. So for those who are makpi to make sure you wash your hands on wet fruit, for those people, since they know when they bench they're going to have dessert with wet fruit, they don't even need to wash again. Because they know their hands are clean and you didn't have a hefsech hadat on your hands. Just a little side thing. It's a little different. Okay. Ramah continues. V'yachzor v'yavarech birkat hamazon v'yavarech borei peri hagefen v'yishteh hakos. And then you have to say, but of course, since you washed and set off, ate afikomen, now you say birkat hamazon a second time, right? Because you ate after the first birkat hamazon in this case, and then you say your birpri gefen and drink your kos shlishi, right? That's where we are. Okay. Good. Let's go on. Now what happens if you already drink the kos shlishi and you benched already, you said v'pirei gefen and you drank the kos shlishi and you didn't have the afikomen? Now what do you do? Lo yochal afikomen. You don't eat another afikomen. We don't have you wash, eat afikomen, bench, and then have another cup, because whenever you say Birkat Hamazon, you want to have another cup of wine. That was the minhag in those days. Happens to be it's a machloket achronim what to do nowadays, since most of us do not Birpir Geffen afterwards. So it could be the halacha is different for us if we don't say Birpir Geffen after Koshal Bracha after we bench. But you can still follow the Shulchan Aruch, but it could be that it's okay. And if you do have an afikomen and you do bench, you wouldn't. Many point out the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ovadia says nowadays you wouldn't bench on a kosher bracha if you bench twice after the afikomen, because you're adding extra kosas, and that becomes its own little issue. Again, v'di'evid, you would say the third one, the first third cup was a mistake, and so it doesn't count, and then you can have your fourth one. Okay, let's go on. V'yismach ha-matzah she'achal b'toch ha-se'udah. So, if you already had your third cup, the Shulchan Aruch writes, better not to get involved with this extra cup of wine, and just say, okay, you ate your afikomen, because we're assuming you ate another kazayis during the meal. So it's at least a second kazayis, because it has to be nechal al hasova to some degree. And even though you ate afterwards, bidyavid, it works. But if it's, so we're assuming you ate at least a second kazayis during the meal, so when you ate your second kazayis, you weren't starving anymore. Shakulan shmurat hen mishat lisha. That's only if you ate during the meal, matzah shmura, since that's what you normally do. So then that works for the afikomen. But if, basically this is just saying, if, since we normally are makpi to have shmura matzah, right, the night of the Seder, both for achilas matzah, both for the afikomen, and let's say you didn't eat from shmura matzah during the meal, an extra kazayis, if you ate extra matzah during the meal, that was just non-shmura matzah, so it doesn't count. And then you were never makayim the afikomen. We're saying we don't want that first kazayis to count as your afikomen. So if you never had your afikomen, you never had a second kazayis of shmura matzah, if a person forgot the afikomen, then you go back and you wash, you say amotzi, you eat the afikomen anytime that night. Even if it's after halal. Even if you finished your Seder completely, but you left out the afikomen, you go back and you eat it.
Even after chatzos?
Probably after chatzos, I would say as well. Yes. Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Not lechatchila, but v'diavad, yes. Haga, v'yach v'yavarech al kos, and then, so, if you are going to say a kos shel bracha again, which we usually don't, he said, the Rama writes, "Ve'en lachosh amasha mosif ala kosos." Don't worry about adding extra kosos, because really it's the first third cup didn't count. V'im nevara, and it's more important to be makayim the afikomen. V'im nevara afikomen, you lose your afikomen, your child hides it, or you hid it, and you can't find it anymore. No big deal. Yochal kazayit echa mimata shmura acheres. For the afikomen, it doesn't have to be from the piece of yachatz. Of course, that's the minug. But if you can't find it, you can really be makayim the afikomen with any piece of shmura matzah. And okay, in the order, we're going to see that the order of the dollar kosos are not necessarily me'akev. Like you can say halal, obviously b'diavad, and then eat your afikomen afterwards, and then after afikomen you bench, and that could be called your kol shlishi, which is really after your kos or vi from halal, whatever. The order is not me'akev. We just want to have at least four cups. Okay. Okay, I think we're going to go on. Let's turn to, yes, let's go on. Tav ayin chet. Tav ayin chet. Shelo lechol achar achilas afikomen. The halacha is we're not allowed to eat after the afikomen. Aleph, achar afikomen. Once you eat the afikomen, ein lechol shum davar, you're not allowed to eat anything. So right now we're just talking about eating. We'll get to drinking later. So, eating, that's the din in the Gemara, I think the Mishnah, that we're not allowed to eat afterwards. Haga, v'lo yochalenu bishnei mekomos, and you're not allowed to eat it in two separate places. It's modeled after the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, that's the first din, you're not allowed to eat it in two separate places. Mishnah Berurah points out, even in one room, you're not allowed to eat it at two separate tables. Like if you're at a big party or a big seder, a big family or hotel, whatever, you can't move around in the middle of the afikomen and eat part of it here and part of it at a different table. And under the category of the Isser, Shnei Mekomos is also sleeping. You're not allowed to sleep in the middle. And let's read Beis. That leads into Beis. Mi shiyashem b'toch ha-se'uda v'hekitz. A person, if fell asleep in the middle of the meal, and this means in the middle of eating, the Ramah is going to say this, in the middle of eating the afikomen. Not in the middle of the meal. If you fall asleep in the middle of the meal, you're allowed to continue. Separate issue, do you need to say a new hamotzi or not? We're not going to get into that right now, but bottom line, you're allowed to keep eating. There's no issur of eating after the afikomen and after the, that's the only problem. It's a problem where he says, Eino chozer lecho, you're not allowed to continue eating the afikomen because in the middle of the afikomen you had a hefsek. It's like eating two pieces of your korban pesach with the hefsek. Okay, b'nei chabura shiash, no.
Did you have a kazayis yet? If you didn't have a kazayis, you still have a
chiyuv. That's correct. If you didn't eat your first kazayis, then you still have a chiyuv. Well stated. But if you ate your first kazayas of the afikomen or korban pesach and you're a yotze, then eating the second half would be. I think you're right. That's a good question. I have to review halachas korban pesach. Okay, b'nei chabura shiyashnu miktsasan b'toch ha'seuda. Now the people. Let's say you have a. You're not eating by yourself. You're eating with your family, your friends, or whatever. Half of you are sleeping, fell asleep, and half of you are not sleeping. Chozrim v'ochlim. So, if it's in the middle of eating the afikomen or the korban pesach, it's not a problem because you're part of a group and part of you are still awake. Nirdumu kulam v'ne'aru lo yochelu. If all of them, everybody, if you're by yourself, it's just you, or if your whole chabura, everyone fell asleep, you're not allowed to continue eating. It's over. But what happens if everyone just dozed off? Yochelu. Everyone can keep on eating. Dozing off means you're half asleep. What is half asleep? Like if someone starts, a person's half asleep and you ask him a couple questions and he's able to like half wake up and answer you a question. He's still somewhat there. Yeah. You don't have to like hit him on the head to wake him up.
This
halacha
is also to the afikoman?
Yeah, this is talking about afikoman. As opposed to?
Meal.
Yeah, right. Because we want to know if you're allowed to eat afterwards or not, or continue eating. Exactly. So the only issur of continuing eating is only for this. Yeah. Okay. The Rama. V'kolze eino ela sheyeshnu la'achar sheyitchil le'chol afikoman. The Rama explains that what I already said, that it means once you already start eating, the afikomen is the problem of falling asleep in the middle. But if you fall asleep before you ate the afikomen, or I believe even before you ate your first kazayis, lo have hefsek, it wouldn't be a hefsek. Okay, and this Chazon Ovadia points out it's the same for Sfardim, no difference. Okay. Tav ayin tet, birkas hamazon akos shlishi. Alright, so we're all familiar, we bench, and then we're gonna say our third cup. We drink our third cup. Okay, Aleph. So then you pour the kos shlishi. This is after you eat, but before you bench, you want obviously want to fill up your cup so that you're benching on a cup of wine. Umevarech alav birkat hamazon, and then you're benching on this cup of wine. Uvorei priya gefen, and then you say the bracha also berei priya gefen after birkat hamazon. Vishasehu beseba, and then you lean when you drink it. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to be your me'akev. The Rama says nowadays, since we don't drink, normally we don't eat and drink leaning, bedi'evid, you're still yotze. Okay, v'lo yavarech achrav, and you don't say a bracha achrona, because we know we're going to say another cup. We're going to have our kos revi'i. V'lo yishte yayin beno la kos revi'i, and you're not allowed to drink wine between the third and the fourth cup. After the fourth cup, we'll see, we're not there yet. But right now we're learning between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink wine. It's either because of mosif ala kosos, or because it's going to get you drunk, or very tired, and we want you to stay up. We want you to at least finish the Haggadah, if not stay up all night. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out that anything alcoholic is a problem, and anything that's chamar medina is a problem. So, normally we say you're allowed to drink water. That's for sure not a problem. It's a shaila for those who consider coffee and tea to be a chamar medina, because we also consider it to be water. But some poskim also consider it to be chamar medina. So for them, I'll leave it as a tzarachian if you're allowed to or not. Okay. Let's go on. Haga, meal. Mikos shlishi yachol lishtot kama pe'amim. Now, from this third cup, let's say you have a big cup. Some of us use a cup that's too large. Right? All you have to do is drink a reviz. Lechatchila, you drink the cup, the full cup we learned, and then a full reviz. The minimum is Rov Kos and perhaps Mali Lugbav might be also. I don't remember right now. The bare minimum. Anyway, the point is, if you have a very big, over here, that if you have a very big cup and it's got more than a reviz, you're allowed to sip it, you're allowed to keep sipping between the third and the fourth cup, because you're still drinking from that third cup. On the condition that it's not too big, because we don't want you to fall asleep. We don't want you to be drinking too much alcohol. It's all considered one cup. Even though you're in the middle of saying halal or whatever you're doing, it's still okay. Mitzvah lachzor achar zimun. And for the purposes of halal, it could be you want to make a zimun for Birkas HaMazon, but right now the emphasis is on halal. It's ideal to say halal at least with three people, and therefore it's more meshubach. It's better berovam, and you also can have one person lead and two people could answer, such as for the hodu, the halal gadol. Okay, hagav ve'agadol shebehen omer hodu. So he says there's a custom for the gadol, the greatest at the table, to lead in hodu. And everyone else can answer. He can lead ve'ana, ana Hashem o shi'ana, ve'acherim onin achrav. And everyone else at the table answers. Ve'agadol yachol litein lekaten rishas. And the gadol can let anyone say it though. Can even let a katan. He's allowed to let someone else lead. Okay, but he should have first dibs. Ve'yachol etzaref lezimun inyan halal. And you're allowed to get neighbors anywhere to say halal. They didn't have to eat with you. Afagav shaloach halimayim, even if they didn't eat with you. V'nagu shabal abayit mevarech birkas hamazon belel Pesach. And the minhag is that the bal abayit is the one who says birkat hamazon. He's the one who leads it or says it out loud for everyone. Shenemar, I mean, it could be nowadays everyone says their own. But okay, but at least the bal abayit is an inyan for him to lead. Shenemar tov ayin hu yevarech, because it's based on the pasuk that someone who is generous and has a good eye should make the bracha. V'hu mikrei tov ayin, and certainly he is one of the most tov ayin at the table, because he's mafarnes the whole table. But he's paid for everything. Shamar kaldich v'nyete v'yichol, and he's the one who's appropriate to invite other, you know, strangers to come eat at the table, right? A stranger's, it's inappropriate for a stranger, the guest, to invite another guest, but it's for the Baal HaBayit to invite. Okay, Tav Pei. Seder Kos Revi'i. Okay, so now we're getting to the fourth cup. Aleph. Kos Revi'i Matchil Olanu V'Gomer Alav Et Ahalo. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that on this fourth cup, you say Olav Halal. Right? That's what we're all familiar with. V'eino Omer Yaluka Ela Omer Achar Gemar Halal Halal Hagadol Shehu Mehodu Lashem Ad Al Naharos Bado. So Halal Hagadol is the 26th Halal Hodu Lashem, and you say Kilam Chazdo. It's that that's the Halal Hagadol. It's that from Tehillim. And so he says you don't say Haluka until you're all finished, and then you're going to end up saying the bracha we're about to get to. So anyways, so after Hallel, what we call Hallel, then you also say Hallel Agadol in a few other paragraphs. Okay, and then you say Hallel Asbavel, and then Shehem Esrim V'Shisha Kilo Olam Chazdo. Okay, all right, 26 times. V'acharkach, 26 psukim. V'acharkach Omer Nishmas Kol Chai, and then you say Nishmas Kol Chai V'Yishtabach Ad Umi Olam V'Ad Olam Atah Kel. Again, a couple different nuschaos. We don't have to say them all. V'az yomar yalucha ad melech mehulal v'tishpachos. And then you say, after you finish halal agadol, you finish everything, then you say the bracha of melech mehulal v'tishpachos. Okay, so then you're all done with everything. You get up to right before nirtza, which is optional. V'shoseyu Beha seva. And it's mikar din, it's optional, but the minhag is to say it. Vishoseyu beseva, and then you drink it leaning, the fourth cup, below bracha tchila, without saying brepir gefen. Right? That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama writes, the anu noagim levarech. But the minhag Ashkenaz is again, for every coast to say brepir gefen. And then everyone says, umevarech achrav ala gefen. And now you say ala gefen because you just finished your last cup. And if you left out leaning, you forgot to lean when you drank it, you have to drink another cup. And even if it's and if you already said ala gefen valpira gefen, you still have to drink another cup. And therefore, since you already benched your bracha achrona, umevarech lafanav bere piri hagefen. So you have to say bere piri hagefen. Because you had a complete hasachadal from drinking more. Haga?
You didn't say it's you don't have to do that drink again? The last two cups?
According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't lean, then you have to drink again. According to the Rama, you don't have to b'diavad. And does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Haga? V'yesh omrim sh'yesh lomar shefo chamatcha kodem nolanu. Right, some of us have the minhag to say, I think all of us, but I say I have the minhag to say Shafo Chamatcha before Hallel. We open up our front door when we say Shafo Chamatcha to show that tonight we're loose with our security system and we open up our front door, we're not afraid. We have Emunah Kodesh Baruch who's going to save us. Yavo Mashiach, so in this chus that we know that Hashem protects us and we believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should bring the Mashiach and Veyishpach Chamaso ala Akum, and he should pour his wrath on our enemies, which is very apropos to today. Vechein Nohagin, and this is the custom. V'yachol Ligmor Hallel Av Shelo Bimkom Asuda. And he points out, you're allowed to say Hallel even in a not where you ate. We already said this already, but he says again, you're allowed to say Hallel in someone else's house, for example. Like, say you want to make sure everyone's eating by themselves, and they want to have a bigger olam for Hallel. It's more exciting, or they want to make sure they have at least three people, or you're allowed to move around for Hallel, and you're even allowed to drink the fourth cup. Again, some argue, but you are allowed to drink even the fourth cup in somewhere else, because the Arba Kosos don't have to necessarily all be in the same home. I believe the Mishnah Berurah says that explicitly. And, yeah, that's right. And, okay, he doesn't mention over here the minhag of having the fifth cup for Kos Eliyahu, but that is, that's that. Okay. Tav Pe Aleph. Should we start it or stop? We're going to go over a couple of minutes. Stop? Okay. All right, we'll do Kol Chamishi tomorrow.
Good, thank you.